And apart from two tracks in this month's edition of Organ First Radio, all the remainder are 99 pence bargains that I bid for and won on eBay a few months ago. But before I share some of my bargain basement purchases with you, the first item has been suggested to me by Roy Philpott, who says that as it's Andrew Lloyd Webber's 70th birthday on March the 22nd, how about celebrating it with something by arguably the most successful composer of our time? So, with such a huge choice, what's it to be? Opened in London's West End in 1986, The Phantom of the Opera is based around the famous novel by Gaston Leroux and features the disfigured musical genius living in the labyrinth beneath the Paris Opera House. The music from the show has been recorded and played by many organists, both on pipes and electronics, but in my collection, the most complete recording has to be that by Steve Hubbell, which appears on his My Music Volume 2 CD, featuring his multi-keyboard system. I make no excuses for it being a lengthy track, for, to my mind, Steve Hubbell captures the musical score in all its exciting moods. A selection of the music from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, reviving memories of both the film and stage versions of that amazing production. And congratulations, of course, to Andrew Lloyd Webber on his 70th birthday this month. Well, I began collecting organ records back in the days of 78, when pocket money would find me having to make a decision on what organ recordings to purchase from the local store. Mind you, I always chose three and then went into one of the soundproof booths and listened to them all before making a choice. Despite having carried on collecting for nearly 70 years, I still come across ones that have passed me by. Not 78s, I must add. I've tried to move with the times. eBay is now where I search, and I'd like to share some of my recent bargains with you. Wurlitzer Seasons goes back to 1995, when Arnold Loxham was recorded at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer by the Valentine Music Group. Here then is Arnold, resplendent no doubt in his famous Union Jack socks, playing a lively version of My Darling Clementine, and then something which no doubt had connections with Arnold in his days at playing at the New Victoria Cinema in Bradford, a tune called Wear a Smile. My Darling Clementine and Wear a Smile, both played there by Arnold Loxham. Well, that last tune was composed by Samuel Bamforth Wood, a prolific composer and arranger of more than 400 published works. Sam B, as he was affectionately known, was born in 1896 and raised in a family immersed in music. After military service in the 1418 War, he played in cinema orchestras and was the musical arranger for the New Victoria Broadcasting Cinema Orchestra in Bradford. Sam B composed more than 2,000 pieces of music, including 40 signature tunes, many of them composed using one of several non-de-plumes, Duncan MacLeod being his favourite, which he used for the tune Faith, played by Sandy MacPherson on the BBC theatre organ each Sunday morning in the 1950s radio programme Chapel in the Valley. Whilst we're in that famous Temple of the Wurlitzer at Blackpool, let's have a listen to a couple of other stars at the console, and again taken from a CD which cost me 99 pence on eBay. From the CD Centenary Special, this is David Graham with Consider Yourself, Sons of the Brave, and Boys of the Old Brigade. David Graham at the Blackpool Wurlitzer, and with a quick changeover at the console and some added electronic gizmos to make it just that little bit different, here's David Lobbin with Yoo-Hoo, Fit as a Fiddle, and I Love to Whistle. Thank you. David Lobban there at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer with a medley of three. Well, the second of the recording in this month's programme that was not an eBay bargain basement purchase is this next one from Michael Sullivan, who last year released his CD Light and Shade, featuring tracks recorded on the Yamaha Tyrus 4 and the Yamaha CVP 505. From it, I've chosen two nice contrasting tracks, the first one being two Neil Sedaka tunes, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and Laughter in the Rain. From two very well-known compositions to one that Michael wrote in conjunction with a friend of his called Howard Hodgson. The two of them came into contact when Michael was playing for funeral services and Howard had purchased the family funeral business from his father. Howard, who is very good with words, kept suggesting that they write something together. And so in 1982, Michael wrote a tune whilst on holiday with his family. The next time he saw Howard, he played it over to him, and Howard set about writing the words, which they initially called A New Day Came Along, which in turn became this musical version of White Swans and Silver Geese. Here's Michael Sullivan.
Thank you.
White Swans and Silver Geese, and that and the previous track were both taken from the CD titled Light and Shade. And to all of you club secretaries who are looking for a new name to perhaps feature at your club concert, then just type in Michael Sullivan, organist, on the web pages, and you'll find his full details there. As I said at the beginning of Organ First Radio this month, I know that I don't have all the organ recordings, but I truly thought I had everything that organist John Beazley had produced. Seems not, because another 99p bargain I got was the 1994 CD on the Valentine Music label titled Orchestrally Organised. Now, John has always been one of my favourite players, and so it was quite a surprise, and a pleasant one at that, to add this to my collection. From it, here's the lovely ballad from the pen of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, All the Things You Are, played on a variety of keyboards, but principally the Yamaha FX1. John Beazley. Well, the last of my recent eBay bargains is one that I'm going to feature right now. Titled There's No Business Like Show Business, this was released in 1988 and recorded on the huge Wurlitzer that forms part of the Nethercutt collection at San Silmar on America's west coast. Today, it stands at 73 ranks, controlled from a four-manual console, but at the time of this recording, it was a mere baby of only 36 ranks. But, as you're about to hear, in the finale to this month's programme, in the hands and feet of the late Tom Hazelton, this is a magnificent-sounding example of theatre organ construction. Whether it be film or stage version, Showboat, with music by Jerome Kern and book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, this production is part of history of the American musical theatre. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and you'll come back next month for another edition of Organ First Radio. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.